Hey Netfitters, it's Sarah Wall here and welcome to this week's guided run. I am pumped to be jogging beside you today and we're here today thanks to the Athlete's Foot. Make sure you head into store and get fitted for your position or you can shop online. Now let's get into today's session. It is a 25 minute run and I'm going to talk you through it. We're going to start the warm up and let's get started. Okay, we're here for 2 minutes. Just jog through. You guys know the drill. We're going to warm up what feels right for us. We need to do our active stretching and anything that you feel will warm your body up for some intense sprints today. Okay, so just reminding you all to go at your own pace. This is not a race unless you can imagine you are literally racing beside me. But let's just cruise through our pace. I always remind you to drop your shoulders away from your ears. Yep, that's it. And just make sure you get a bit of a rhythm for every foot that touches the ground and breath with that foot. Let's go. Okay, so how today is going to work? You're going to have a 2 minute recovery block and just cruise at your own pace. This can be a walk or a jog. We're then moving into a 1 minute stride where you're going to hold, it's almost like two steps down from a sprint. So it's a really strong hold for a 1 minute. And then you're going to go into your 20 seconds on, 20 seconds off for 2 minutes. But don't worry, you're gonna have me with you all the way. All right, we're 1 minute down from our warm-up jog today. So this might be where you're doing your active stretches. Make sure your hammies and quads and calves, lower back is nice and stretched. You can even pause the volume run and make sure you get your proper warm up in because I want you to look after your body first and foremost today. All right, 30 seconds before we go into our 1 minute stride. And today I'm gonna talk you through some ways that I stay motivated, especially when I'm training on my own. So we have 15 seconds before we get started. We're going into our 1 minute stride. And with that 1 minute stride, it's just a little bit faster than your jog, but it's going to get us ready for our next takeoff sprint. All right, so 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Stride it out for 1 minute. Great job. I want you to think about today's run like your best is good enough. Like our best is not pushing to absolute nth degree extremes or pushing yourself into the ground. It is actually just doing something you feel proud of. That could be a walk today. You could be pumping your arms harder in a walk when you're doing this volume run. Your best is good enough. Great job. All right, 30 more seconds of this stride. Here we go. We are approaching our 20 seconds on, 20 seconds off block for 2 minutes. So I want you to start to feel comfortable with the takeoff sprint. All right, ready to sprint in 10 seconds. For 20 seconds in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and sprint. Here we go, 20 seconds on. The faster your arms go, the quicker your legs go. Great job, 10 seconds to go. Dig deep. You get 20 seconds off after this in 3, 2, and 1, resting. 20 seconds here. Good job, guys. Nice and slow jog, nice and slow. Great work. Making sure you've got your head up when you're running, you don't want to be looking down. Getting ready to sprint. And go. Come on, 20 seconds now. You're going to push it out. Come on. You've got it. Good job. Quick as your arms go, think as quick as your legs go. 10, 9, come on. Keep pushing. Great job. And resting. Great job. This is your 20 seconds off. All right. So your best is good enough. That's what I want you to think for this block. Don't beat yourself up. I just want you to keep your head up. Feel proud. 5 seconds and we're going to take off into our next block of sprints. And go. Come on. 20 seconds on. Great job. Pushing. Great work. instantly face the injection, kicking in all the way to the end. You got 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. All right, jogging for your next block. You can even drop into a walk if you need to. But this is the last little bit to go for your 2 minute block. Great job. We only have 2 more efforts in this block to go, and then you get a really nice slow jog. 3, 2, and 20 seconds of sprinting. Here we go. Pump those arms. Drop those shoulders. Think about your goals. Feel proud that you're just moving with me today. In 5, push. 4, come on. 3, 2, 1, and resting. This is your 20-second jog. You have 1 more 20-second block to go. Great job. This is our first set. We're going to get through this together today. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Last 20 second sprint. Come on, we've got this. Drive. Last block, think about the recovery after this. Come on. Build. Build. Let's go. Come on. You've got 7 seconds on the clock left. Dig deep all the way to the line and rest. Good. Okay, 20 seconds of striding. Nice and cruise. Okay, after these 20 seconds, we are going to move into our 2 minute block. Keep it up, guys. Well done. Keep striding it out. Awesome. Great work and resting. Now, this is what I like to call the walk or the shuffle. It's completely up to you. But just moving for 2 minutes within your interval session today. So during this time is where we can really get our breath back. Think about the next 2 minute set coming up and how it's all over pretty quick once you work through it with me. And think about all the other NetFitters out there that will be working through this session with you. Beautiful. So nice, slow, suck that air in, big deep breath. Great job. All right, we're getting up to our 1 minute of jogging, just nice and easy again. Easy jog with the minute starting from now. Just gonna let some tunes play in your ear as you cruise. Take big deep breaths for this next minute. Okay, in 10 seconds, we are moving into our 1 minute stride. This is where we're going to pick up the pace, but just nice and easy. Here we go together. 1 minute on the clock. Let's stride it out. During this time, I want you to think of things at the moment that play on your mind, like setbacks, things you're missing out on, and I want you just to remove it from your mind. I want you to think about what you can do right now to control that. So whenever I missed out on a team, I removed all the things that were out of my control. When I come back from an injury and things weren't always going my way, I just focus on what I could control. And today, if you're just moving with me right now, you're moving with all the NetFitters, that is in your control. If you're walking, if you're jogging, I'm so proud of you, okay? That is what it's all about. Slow baby steps to make sure that you're going to have the best season next year or the best netball year ahead of you when we get back into normal netball world. All right, we're going to take off for our next sprint. Our next block in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 20 seconds. Go! Let's go, let's go, let's go. Now, moving those shoulders down from your ears, pumping your arm. Let's go. We've got 10 seconds of sprinting to go. I want you to think that you've got your teammates beside you. Here we go, here we go. Great job. In 3, 2, 1, and resting. Good. 20 second jog, but make sure you've still got that momentum. This is your 2 minutes here, and this is your power 2 minutes. This is where you're going to feel the burn, and this is when you're going to get fitness gains, because you're upping it and you're making your body feel that bit uncomfortable. In 3, 2, 1, sprinting now. Let's go, let's go. Good job. Pump those arms. Keep your eyes up into the distance. Good. 10 seconds of this sprint. Here we go, here we go. Great. Great work. And rest. You're into your 20-second cruise block. Good job. All right. Well done. This is where you're feeling your heart racing now. 10 more seconds. Suck that air in. Taking off for our next 20-second block. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Come on. Push. See something in the distance and go for it. Great job. 10 seconds. Let's go. And rest. Okay. You are now in your off period. You've got your 20 seconds here. Just cruise. 2 more efforts left. 2 more to go. I want you to stay strong. Great work. 3, 2, 1. Drive, come on, 20 seconds. Let's give it everything you've got. Just pick up that pace. Pump your arms just that little bit harder and watch your feet go quicker. Drop those shoulders. Heel, toe, come on, push. And resting. Great work. You have 1 more 20-second block to go. Good job. Suck the air in right now. Look into the distance. Try not to focus on the ground. Great job. Starting that sprint in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's go, let's go. Come on. Come on, drive, drive. Push. This is your last effort. Come on, come on, come on. Good. 10, 9. Push to the end. Imagine there's a baseline there. Come on. 4, 3, 2, 1. And resting. Great job. Stride that last 20 seconds. Good job, guys. You've got it. Just keep pumping those shoulders, ticking those legs. Good job. We are coming up to our 2 minutes off now. Just cruise with me. 3, 2, and resting. Great job. For anyone that needs to walk, you can walk in this 2 minutes or just a little shuffle. Great job. All right, your heart rate should be up right now. You should be feeling proud as ever. You're doing such a good job. We are halfway through today's session, so make sure you are just taking a moment to feel grateful that you put those shoes on this morning. I know it's hard. I know it's easy at this time to stop and say netball's not happening. But I just want you guys to know that netball will happen again, I promise you. And we'll be back on that court with our friends. All right, we have another minute off here. You can breathe, you can walk, you can slow jog. I want you to enjoy the tunes. And this is where I want you to think about controlling what you can control and not worrying about the stuff that you can't. Because, to be honest, you can't do anything about it. Enjoy this minute. Here we go. Next block, I want us to think about starting where we are. Some of us mightn't be exactly where our fitness has been in the past, or some of us mightn't have ever been the fittest we ever could be. So what I want you to do right now is accept it. Yep, we are who we are and we're where we are. And what we're going to do today is just tick the box, just the one percenters get through it. And all of a sudden these little runs and these little walks and these all these wonderful little moments that we're giving to ourselves and our fitness and our health all add up. Beautiful. So 40 seconds before we go into our next block, and this is where you're just going to say to yourself, just push that little bit more, just a little bit, not too much. Let's not try and run an Olympic 100 meters, but let's do it where we feel proud. All right, we're going to start in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, sprint. Here we go, 20 seconds on the clock. Come on. You've heard me say it before. The quicker your arms go, the quicker your legs go. Great job. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and resting. Okay, 20 seconds rest here. Great job. One of the things that I would do when I'd get tired, I'd hunch my shoulders. I'd drop them over, I'd have a hunchback. So if you're like me right now, pull your shoulders back, standing that little bit taller, taking off. 3, 2, 1, go! Great job. 10, 9, 8, 7, come on. Pushing all the way. Got your teammates with you. And rest. Good. All right, 20 seconds off. Suck the air in, stand tall. Keep ticking those feet. 1 foot in front of the other. Good job. 10 more seconds. We're going into our next set. Great job. Imagine you've got your teammate beside you or an opponent and you're going to race them and go! Come on, this 20 seconds is going to be the fastest one of your set. Here we go, here we go, come on. Push. 10 seconds to go, all the way. Great job. And resting. Okay, you have 2 more efforts to go. Great job. Within this set, I want you to feel like you're on that court playing a game of netball. You're going to need to sprint and clear and jog and walk. That's how we roll. 4, 3, 2, 1. Take off sprint. Here we go. Here we go. Got it. You're doing your teammates proud. I'd often think about the people that have helped me and how my hard work is reflecting theirs. In 3, 2, let's go! Last 20 seconds. Come on. Great job. Push now. Harder. 10 seconds to go. You know your rest break is coming up after this. Give it everything you got. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, and resting. 20 second stride with me. Don't drop that momentum too much. You know your 2 minutes is coming up after this. Great job. Great work. 10 more seconds. Suck that air in. Just keep moving. 5, 4, 3, 2, and you're dropping into your rest. 2 minute break. Good job. Give yourself a little high five, or if you're running beside your sister or your friend today, great job. You can give them a little high five. Awesome. So, this 2 minutes is about sucking that air in. You have come so far, you've done such a great job, and we are approaching our last block of 2 minutes. So for this next 1 minute coming up, I'm just going to let the tunes play, as you know. Just enjoy it. You can walk. Just promise me you're not going to stop. Do not stop moving. That 1 foot in front of the other is all I care about. Away we go. Enjoy the minute. All right, 10 seconds before we move into our 1 minute stride. You have 2 minutes after that, and then we are done. Okay? So this is where all of your courage, all of your effort has to come in. We're striding it out now. 1 minute on the clock. In this block, I want you to think about why you are where you are today. All the setbacks, all the challenges, coaches that haven't believed, coaches that have believed, families that have believed. So I want you to think about your support network right now. What are you doing to support them? But how grateful are you for them in your life? I think about that every day, every time I go to question whether I can get up and move or whether I can even attack a day. I think how grateful I am for these people. And let's all realize we've got to get through this time together. All right, so as our 2 minutes comes up, I want you to find courage that you haven't ever used before. And we're going to work on that to get through this next 2 minute block. We're going to start the sprint in 10 seconds. I just want that look in your eye to be like it is grand final day, that no one's going to stop you. In 3, 2, 1, let's go. Come on, 20 seconds on the clock. Give it everything you've got. Come on, baby. Rather have you say you don't want to stay if you can't just tell me. Great job and rest. Great work. 20 seconds off stride. I just want you to think about sucking that air in, one foot in front of the other. Think about your friends after the grand final when you're winning. You're in that huddle. Close your eyes even if you need to visualize it. We're getting started for the sprint in 3, 2, let's go. 20 seconds, come on. Even when you haven't realized your potential, haven't even realized the strengths that you've got, and they've reminded you every day. So they're the ones I want you to think about for this next block, starting in 3, 2, and 1. Let's go, let's go. Push, pump those arms, come on. Go, keep going, come on. 10 seconds to go, I want you to push now. Your 20 seconds. You have two to go. You have only two efforts to go. Can you do it? I think you can. Come on. I'm with you. After this session, you can do whatever. You can lay on the couch all day. I don't mind. And 3, 2, go! Come on! Go, go, go! Push now. Push. 10 seconds. Drop those shoulders. Those arms! And rest. Alright, 20 seconds. You have one effort to go, one sprint to go. Great job. You should be proud. Keep pushing to the end. Some of you might be feeling so uncomfortable right now, and I call that fitness gains. Okay, keep it up. 3, last effort, 2, go! Come on! Great job! 10 seconds, this is it! This is grand final day! Come on, come on! You have your friends, your teammates with you! Go, go, go! And rest. Well done. 20 second jog with me. Keep moving. You should be so proud, guys. Congratulations on your run today. You've done it. You have nearly hit the 25 minute mark. You should be so proud. Keep pumping those arms, sucking that air in. Great job. And now I just want you to stop. This is where I want you to stop and walk. Hands above your heads. We have this rule at the Giants that we never put our hands on our hips, and that was only because we didn't want to show the opposition we're tired. But you need to do that today, I don't care. I just am so proud of you for running with me today, for moving, for sharing this with your friends, for sharing this with your netball teams. And well done, we're moving. And that's all we can really do at a time like this is fill our minds with things that make us feel good. Great job. So as we're walking, I want us to do a couple of hammy kicks. So that's sort of like kicking a goal and try and get your foot to touch your hand. And I just want you to keep moving. I know you might want to squat down. And obviously you're planning your sweaty selfie to post after this. But right now I just want you to cool down. Good job. Keep moving. I'm so proud of our NetFitters at the moment. The workouts, the way they're making others feel about fitness and health, it shouldn't be about pressure or performance. It's just about moving and feeling good. Keep walking it out. We're nearly at our minute mark. Beautiful work. This is where you can do a couple of your own stretches. You can do some Supergirls, which is your quad stretch. Just make sure you give your body that time. And for some of us that have been running for years and years, this is where I'll be stretching your calves as well. Great job. All right, great work. 10 more seconds until we've finished our walk together. Awesome work. And you have completed this week's guided run with me. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. And I just really do hope you feel good about yourself, because at the end of the day, all the one percenters, all those tiny walks or all those little positive thoughts about ourselves when we could be thinking negative, all do add up. And it's something that's helped me over the years to stay super positive and keep my energy up, especially in such tricky times. So keep connected with us here at NetFit. We are always here for you. We have lives on our NetFit app, but also know that if you're loving these guided runs, do let me know, and I'll keep them coming each week. Take care, and I'll see you soon.